Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I have another guest, which is great because it's somebody that I've met. Well, we haven't met before. We met for the first time online today, but I heard about her through another podcast, The Language Worker, which you'll be familiar with. And so I decided it would be really interesting to have a conversation as well. So that's what we're doing this morning. So hi, could you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, how to pronounce your name, because I'm not going to attempt it, and what you do.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Kirsty. Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. And I'm Alice. I'm French. So actually, I should have said I'm Alice. And my surname is Manceau. So Alice Manceau, to make it sound very French. Yeah, so I'm a French language coach. So I help people learning and improving in French. My whole objective, my goal, my principal goal is for people to feel like they can be themselves in French. Mm-hmm. So my English is a little bit rusty. My brand is moi-même en français, which in French means myself in French, and it's the name of my podcast as well.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. That's something that I talk about too, about people who are learning English, that it's one thing to know a language, but it's another thing to really be yourself and let other people get to know you, what you're really like. And it's hard to do that at the beginning, but once you get to that point in a language where you can be yourself, it's so much more fun and it's much easier, much more enjoyable. So I can see why you want to help people to get there in French as well.
Totally. And once you've gained enough confidence and you feel starting yourself, you are connecting more with others, and you can feel like more part of your new community. And sometimes it reveals parts of yourself that you didn't know. And I really like to say that I accompany people to be and become themselves, because the language journey will unveil certain pieces of you that you didn't know of. So it's a way also to become a person that speaks French and is confident with French, even if it's not totally fluent and 100% confident, but you can.
Yeah, I think that's another thing. It's like each language can bring another part of your personality forward, can highlight, you know, I don't change who I am, but certainly my personality changes a bit when I use the languages that I know, not the one that I just started learning, but that will come in time. But it's interesting to discover more about yourself through languages, I think, because you, as you say, that there are things that you didn't know or things that you maybe didn't feel comfortable expressing even in your first language that become easier in another one, or ways of expressing yourself.
Totally. And you're a bit more rational in another language that not your mother tongue, so sometimes you're bolder, or you can express types of feelings, because there is like this filter of rationality. Mm-hmm. And there is not so much passion as you're when you're expressing in your mother tongue. So it's really interesting to see the way you communicate, the way you relate to others in another language. It's really interesting to see that you're not the same person.
Yeah, it's a journey. It's an adventure.
Totally.
So you have a podcast. Did you listen to podcasts before you started your podcast? I mean, why did you decide to start a podcast? And had you had much experience with podcasts before as a end user or somebody that listens to podcasts?
Actually, I think I'm like a radio person, so I really enjoyed listening to radio, and so podcast was made listening to radio easier when it first came out. So, but actually, I do remember. I think I'm quite young, but I do remember a time where there were no podcasts. So I really remember that, and it was great to be able to listen to programs that you like at another moment. But actually, I hadn't used a podcast to learn a language because back in my school years, there wasn't this kind of tool. So I hadn't used it to learn a language. But as there was this new habit of podcasts, I'm telling you like a secret between brackets. Like at first, I didn't know I was doing a podcast.
Okay, you
I
just did
just
it
started
anyway.
it. I just started it like I wanted to answer non-French speakers' questions about French. And that was my whole point. I was like, okay, I know that when you learn a language, it's difficult to get an answer to certain questions because when you're asking to natives, they will just say, oh, ooh, that's
They don't
complicated.
know.
Oh, I don't know, ooh, grammar things. Oh, I don't really like it. Oh, yeah, you just have to learn that by heart. It's like that. And no, it isn't. Sometimes, if you ask the right person, you can have a proper explanation, and you can really improve and have answer to your question. And that's the way you will absorb the language, right? So at first, it was my idea to answer people's questions, and so that was the original idea. And I called the pod the what was a podcast, but I discovered it, and it was called Allo Allier. Like it's the word we say when we hang up the phone. No, when you want to greet people on the phone, you say
Answer
"Allo."
them.
So it was just the idea, and then the podcast when I finally discovered that I was doing a podcast and that I could get some ideas, and so it evolved afterwards, but that was the original idea.
And so, how long has it been going now, the podcast that you have?
I think like 2 years. I don't really know. I remember being on a December. I think it was maybe December 2020, like something like this, or maybe 3 years. Oh, I really
Okay,
don't know. But
it's been going for a while, so it's not like a new, and it's for people who are learning French. So you mentioned that you answer questions, and I know that you have different types of episodes. So what are your main types? How do you what do you do in the podcast, and how do you change things? Because I know that you sometimes have guests, I think, or
Exactly. When I worked about the way I wanted to help non-French speakers, I really dig into my approach and how I wanted to help people. And that's when my brand, Moi-même en français, appeared. And I was coached to have this things clearer, and I needed to have something like more holistic, and I didn't just want to rely and on non-French speakers' question because I know that for them it's difficult to open the mic and record yourself to make a question or to have this the courage of asking a question to someone. I knew that it was hard. It was one of my hidden goals as well when I started Allo Allier, the first version. My goal was to encourage people to voice French and to have the courage of asking themselves questions and voicing out to another person. But I know that it's difficult. So I wanted to add some other ways to help people thinking about their learning, because when you think about your learning, the way you learn, and the language, it's one of the most powerful ways to really improve and become yourself in French, because you always think about the language the way that it's more intuitive for you to speak, and why it's there is this grammar point, for example, and what is that. And so I wanted to help people thinking about their learning, and that's why I had some experts in different fields around language learning. So I have this section which is called in French "trucs et astuces," which is like tips and tricks in English. And those experts about learning, about French, about learning a language, about expatriation as well, because I do know that living in another country, living abroad, can be hard. And if you do, if you learn if you learn a new language because you're expatriated in that country, it's there are other challenges. So that's why I wanted to have this holistic approach and have experts chatting and speaking about these topics, and to give like insights, to give ideas about how you can learn different methods, because actually we are each and everyone is different in the way they think, they learn. And so I think you just have to discover your way of learning. There is no, not just one way that it's okay for everybody, but
It's terrible. If anyone tells you that, you shouldn't believe them. It's people do say that, but it's not true, especially, now, as if we're adults learning, that there are so many options that we can choose from, and it's much better to find what works for you and what feels good for you, because otherwise you can spend a lot of time doing things that don't bring results. Even if it worked for someone else, it doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
Exactly. So what you have to do is try and think about different things and be aware that maybe, okay, this is not working for me. So should I try now? So I think it's really important for people just to be aware that there are many different methods and many tools that you can use to learn a new language. So that's the idea of having experts talking about that, for example, and as I said, about expatriation and living abroad, these kind of life challenges that you have. And I have another section, which again is with guests, which is back to my original, one of my first goals with the podcast was to have non-French speakers take the floor and express themselves in French, because they can, even if it's not perfect, and it's okay, totally okay, but they can speak and they have really interesting things to say. And so the idea is to interview people to understand how they became themselves in French. How was that journey for them? And maybe it will raise some ideas for the listeners. And it's the idea. And actually, it's usually they are my favorite episodes.
Yeah, because I think you can learn from other people's experiences. You can feel, you know, I've had that experience too. So you can understand what they're saying, but also it's if there's someone a bit further down the journey than, you know, further along than you are, then you think, okay, I can do that. You know, I can get there because this other person has. Or I think it's quite encouraging, but I think it's also good as a language learner to be in that point, a position where you feel a bit vulnerable. That's not comfortable, but it's a way to improve, to, you know, if you're already at an intermediate level, for example, and things are going nicely, but then you do something like go on a podcast, it challenges you, because one of the harder things of being an intermediate speaker is the lack of challenges, that you don't push yourself because you're quite comfortable, you can have a conversation with someone. But then if you have to do something else, like a podcast interview, it helps people to kind of move on and share what they've learned as well.
Yeah, so, yeah. Totally. And actually, the last guest I had was so excited to have this new thing to do in French. And he told me afterwards, like, but it's great. I can see how much I've improved and how great is my French. And I think it's so great that someone becomes aware and of the fact that yes, he has very good French and he's proud of it. And if you don't have these opportunities, maybe you won't become aware. So it's a nice way to. Yeah, to think about your journey.
Because we often look forward, I mean, we should look forward, but we often think about I still have so much to learn, or I want to do this. But this week I was listening to something that I'd listened to a few months ago, and I understood a lot more than I did then. And I thought, yeah, that is progress. That is definitely a good feeling. Okay, there's still a way to go, but I think it's good to recognize the progress that you've made as well, because sometimes we can be a bit hard on ourselves, but yeah, it's good. But with the other voices too, I think if you have other French guests, then it's also good for learners to hear different voices. That's what I wanted to do with this podcast as well. I've kind of gone a bit too far the other way now, and I was supposed to do more solo episodes last year and I didn't do them. I had the ideas, but then I was having fun with the guest interviews, so I want to get a bit more of a balance with that. But I think it is good to bring in other perspectives and hear other voices, because as a learner, that's good for your listening skills too, and it means that you can learn about topics that maybe I or you don't have as much experience with, and you can learn from the guests as well.
Yeah, no, totally. And I remember that I had a Spanish teacher as a guest, and it was great because she told, like, I'm really bad at languages, and you could hear that she had a strong accent, and she was talking about that accent. So it was really interesting because she had like these two caps, as we say in French. She was a teacher, but she was also a language learner, and she had been. And she could help a lot, I think, with that.
And I think that's the same with going back to our original point about being yourself. I think if you're a language teacher who understands this idea, this process of it doesn't happen overnight. You become yourself in another language gradually. It is a journey. It's a process. I think if we understand that as teachers, then it's also easier for us to help other people on that journey, because we've been there, or we're still there. We're still on that journey of discovery with other languages.
Yeah, totally. To empathize with the learners and give them some tricks, and sometimes just saying, okay, it has been like this for me, or it is, but you have to try to find your own way. And so, yeah, no, totally. And I love this these conversations with the learners. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to have some more. I've got some ideas for bringing more people onto the podcast. Because we have the conversation club. I have the conversation club, and I think it would be nice to get some of the people who are at the conversation club, if they want to do either an episode or a shorter conversation with me. I think that could be fun. So
And it will be very inspiring for others
And also there's a group, so I guess a little bit of the pressure is it's off one person because it's not all that, but I'm sure you don't put pressure on people, but that's just what I was thinking. I think I might do that this year so that people can find out a bit more about what we do, but also that people have the chance to speak and to use their language skills.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. I didn't think about having one I mean like two or three guests on at the same time. I didn't think about that, like having a group conversation. It's
Yeah, that's
nice.
also something I've seen from the language worker. She's done that a couple of times recently, not with language learners, because that's not what the podcast is for. But yeah, having bringing people together can be fun, can be interesting.
Yeah, no, totally. Like, I don't have the word in English, but we have the like tables with different people, experts. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
like a
great.
round table, like a
Oh, okay, you say round table. Okay, perfect. A round table. Okay.
Yeah, so that's coming up, and the participants don't know that yet, but that's coming up. If they listen to the podcast, they find out
Surprise!
first year. And
Now they know.
I'm also planning some content on how you can use podcasts to help you to learn a language. So if people are interested in that, they can follow me on LinkedIn. They can sign up for the podcast newsletter, the English with Kirsty newsletter, and then there'll be more information about that. And you have so I'll add the links to the show notes page with your podcast. You have a newsletter too as well, don't you? Yeah, what's in the newsletter? What can people expect if they sign up?
It's according to the same holistic approach, and it's called La Lettre du Moi, because moi can be a play on word, because in French moi can mean the month, so
Oh,
monthly letter,
right.
or myself. So it's a play on words about this is the letter of the month, but it's about yourself and myself as well as a teacher. What I want to do is again to provoke thoughts, insights, so I try to tell an inspiring anecdote or from something that I heard in my daily life, and that really provoked some thoughts about who I am, my journey as a French people in Spain, or something about meditation. You know, this kind of thing, like these are like inspiring bubble that you can pick if you'd like to think about it. And actually I'm thinking about adapting a bit the newsletter, because up to now, until now, I gave also ideas on how to practice your French. So like a video that I liked and I found interesting, or an activity that you can do, I don't know, when you're biking, or when you're some activities that I think that can help you improve and practice your French. But actually, ultimately I thought much about like encouraging people to find answers themselves, which is what coaching is about. You know, you find your own answers, you find your own way to do things, what is good for you, what is good for you at that moment. So I'm actually thinking about maybe not giving an idea, but more encouraging people with a question to find an idea of how they could practice their French. So, but it's not totally clear for me right now. But I do think that it will be more powerful than just giving ideas, because actually, internet is full of ideas about how you can practice. So I think what people should think about is more like, how do they want to practice? What is good for them?
Yeah, and I think you won't know until you try. I mean, you could, in the end, you could end up doing it both ways. You could have a mixture, or you could move completely to the new way. But I really think that this year I want to try new things and see if they work. And I guess that's kind of where you are, like thinking that this might be a new way. And I think you're right. There is so much information online, different ways to do things, but really, it's about integrating learning a language into your daily life. Because if you just think about it as something I'm going to have a lesson and that's all, the progress will be really slow. But if you find other ways to bring this language into your life, whether you live in the country where it's spoken or not, if you don't, there are still plenty of things that you can do. And think about doing it in a way that works for you, then I think that'll be great if you get people thinking, because that is something that, as a language learner, especially as an adult, where we're not going to school and we don't have to be there and there isn't time set aside for homework, you know, it's hard learning as an adult sometimes, and you need that motivation. And I think it's easier to stay motivated if you're doing activities that you have decided for yourself will be useful.
Exactly. And that fit into your daily life, because we are busy and sometimes, maybe you, if you know that you can listen to a podcast going to the gym, well, this is your life. You know how to that you can. But if I said, listen to a podcast when you're cooking, maybe you're not a cooking person, so what's
Yeah,
the point?
maybe your kitchen is full of people, and this is the worst time to listen to anything because people want your attention. But everyone's life is so different, and you have to be proactive because a teacher can't do it for you. You have to put some effort in, and you'll maximize the effectiveness of that effort if you do it in a way that has a good chance of working in your life. So yeah, getting people to answer those questions is good because it makes us think. People can help us on our journey, but ultimately it's our journey, and we have to find the answers.
Yeah, totally. And I really loved what you say as well. Like, you have to try. Language learning, language is about, it's about communication, it's about experiences. So you really have to try, and then you decide whether it was okay or not, or and if you want to make it like daily a habit or no.
Yeah, you don't know until you try. You might really enjoy something that you didn't think would be fun, but if you
And the
don't
other
try,
way around,
yeah.
sometimes you think like, oh yeah, I really love watching series, so I will watch series in French. But if you don't enjoy watching in French, that's perfectly okay, and maybe you'll find other things to do. So sometimes you just have to be really open-minded, very curious about what can happen within this journey, I think.
Yeah, that's a good piece of advice to finish on. So yeah, people, be curious, be open to new ideas and try new things. So I'm going to put all your links on the show notes page. Thank you for coming and sharing your part of your journey and your ideas with us. And
Thank you, Kirsty. It was great. I really love enjoy this kind of conversation. Thank you.
yeah, I'm sure we'll do it again. And for everyone else, have a good week, have fun learning English, and be curious.
Be curious in 2024.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.